This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
BJ and Jamie.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome, welcome, welcome.
Good morning.
We are 1 hour and 5 minutes away from the big DPS teacher strike.
Oh, I know.
It's making national news now.
I know.
Yeah,
it's a big deal.
I just saw a text from CNN. Maybe it was a tweet that I get a notification on, but nevertheless, I got it on my phone.
Okay.
CNN is their lead story, another teacher strike. And I haven't clicked on it, but I'm pretty sure it's Denver, Colorado.
Oh, yeah.
Sure looks that way.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Yeah. So I guess over the weekend, they couldn't come to an agreement, and the teachers need to be paid more.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, if you're, you know, we should probably put this out there, maybe even post it on Facebook and take some calls later on. Right. Is there any parent whatsoever that is on the side of DPS?
Oh.
And not on the side of the teachers? Because you got to figure, it's a no-win situation for the people that run the schools. The people that create the budget, are trying to negotiate with the teachers, they are just schmucks. In most people's eyes, are they not?
Oh, of course. They're the bad guy.
There's no support whatsoever for the other side.
None.
Maybe I should switch.
No, and start supporting the school?
Well, they say when some zig, you got to zag.
Oh, I guess that makes sense.
Maybe I make a name for myself for supporting the Denver Public Schools people.
Somebody needs to support them, I guess.
That's what
might
I'm
as
saying.
Well be you.
I was just wondering that yesterday, watching some of these news reports, thinking, you know, oh, I feel bad for DPS. Nobody's got their side.
Mm.
Even in the news reports, you see, it's always talking to teachers, teachers, teachers. They rarely talk to the DPS people and get their side of the story.
Right.
And we all feel bad for the teachers. I do. I mean,
well, of course.
Teachers, I want them to make a lot of money.
Yeah.
A lot of money.
That's a tough job.
They just deserve every penny of it, right?
Yeah.
But it doesn't look like the agreement was reached over the weekend.
No.
So it's time to put out the, you know, the poster boards, start the glue, get the glitter, and just create your board and get out there and pick it, pick it, pick it.
Yeah. And now I heard, I think 2,500 teachers are going to stand down today, not go to work.
All the teachers are.
I know. I don't think all are going to participate, but they're expecting several thousand.
Several thousand to picket. But I think all teachers are walking out today.
Oh.
Yeah, I think they're all in solidarity here. Are they not?
None that will say, hey, I'm going to go to
I don't think so. I don't think too many. There might be a handful that crosses the picket lines, but that's dangerous.
Hmm.
Yeah, because you don't want to be pelted with like a banana or something.
Well,
you know what I mean? You get a banana to the back of the head.
Yeah.
You start walking through the picket lines. Now, you've got the substitute teachers that have to walk through.
Right.
And they got to show up for work today because schools are in today. We'll check in. Jim Hooley is down there. And I got a report from Hooley to run here. So
okay.
Maybe we'll get to that just after 6 o'clock. But it looks like the strike is on, man.
Oh, my gosh.
Ready to rock and roll. I didn't know if it was going to come to this or not. We got close to it a couple of weeks ago. But, yeah, they put it off, hoping the governor would intervene and say a few things and clear things up and say, look, you need to give them some money. And, look, you need to come down on your price and work out a negotiation, you
exactly.
know?
Exactly. There's got to be a middle ground that they could figure out.
Didn't work.
Bummer.
Didn't work.
BJ and Jamie.
Weekday mornings on Alice.
105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.